We forget sometimes that the apostles who spent the time with Jesus over the years, the few years, who had been with him all the time, had witnessed, had seen all the great signs that he worked, and the disciples who were following and learning also all about Jesus and the things that he taught, we can see that, you know, they're pretty much like us. When it comes, I mean, we absorb these things, but when it comes time to really performing, we sometimes say, all of a sudden we become very uncertain. We're not sure. What are we supposed to do? Who are you talking about? Where are we going? Where are you going? How can you leave us? How are we going to manage all this job that you're giving to us of taking this message to all the world? And so Jesus tries to reassure them. First of all, he says he's going to prepare a place for them as he's going to prepare a place for all of us. The message is for all of us. He's going to prepare a place for us. And when it's time, he said, I will come and take you to myself. I'm preparing a place in my Father's house so that you will know the Father, you will see him. And he said, but you already know him. And they said, no, we don't. Just show us the Father and we'll be all right. And Jesus said, I've been with you all this time. I am the perfect reflection of the Father in this world. So now we always think of, when we try to think of God, we try to imagine what he must really look like. You know, what is this God like? And we always think of something very majestic and just awesome, totally beyond comprehension. And Jesus is saying, I am the perfect reflection of the Father. And all he was a simple human being who was also God. So we tend to look for something really dramatic and outstanding and just awesome. And maybe he really wants us to see God in the simple, the beautiful, in the deeds that we do, the kindness that we show, the efforts that we make, the compassion that we show, the forgiveness we extend, all of these things. Maybe that's where he wants us to see God. And then he says to us, I want you to do, you will be able to do the works that I do, and greater than these. So we kind of say, how, and like with the apostles, we say this, how can we do greater things than you already did? How can we do anything greater? And so we think about that once in a while and say, what are we supposed to do? And we think about what the church has accomplished over the centuries. It sent missionaries all over the world. Not all parts of the world are Christian, that's for sure, but nonetheless, missionaries have gone all over the place. And sometimes at very great risk. There have been a number of them who were killed because they were not wanted where they went. We have in our world today, as we have had for several centuries, we have groups of religious men and women who spend their entire life praying for the mission of the church and praying for those who work in the mission of the church. So maybe that's what Jesus is talking about. There'll be far greater works than these. I read a reference the other day and said that Jesus spoke to thousands of people. Bishop Sheen spoke to millions. Remember when some of you remember. Obviously a lot of you have not. Bishop Sheen was a TV star in the early days. In the early days of TV, you don't remember that either. But anyway, he was a big star. And he talked to millions of people on his TV show. He would be able to get the message of Christ out. So maybe that's what Christ was talking about. Maybe he's talking about, today being Mother's Day, maybe he's talking about mothers who have the opportunity, and most of them do, they teach their children. They love their children, they care for them, they nurture them, they spend time with them, they stay awake with them when they're sick, they try to teach and guide them, they pass on the message of Christ that's in them. They try to pass that on, teach them how to live in community with other people, how to live within the family, so that you're not constantly at war with one another. All of these things mothers are teaching these children. That's mission work. That is mission work. You are laying the foundation for that child's life. Think about that. Mothers think sometimes, well, I'm really, I wonder, I should have something else to do. I'm not doing enough. You are doing enough. If you can really lay a great Christian foundation in the life of that child, think what a difference that will make, not only in that child's life, but in every other person that that child touches in his or her lifetime. So you are great missionaries. You're doing the work of Christ. That is how the work of Christ multiplies. You are doing greater deeds than these, because when he was there, it was pretty much the crowd that he could draw, the people that he talked to, and the apostles, you know, they just kind of let him do the work. They were learning. And then after he ascended and the Spirit came upon them, it was then that they were empowered by the Spirit of God, enlightened by the Spirit of God, organized, they recalled everything that he taught, and then they went out and with great zeal began to speak what Christ had taught them about the kingdom of God. So think about that in your own life. We may think, well, you know, I haven't got time to do this church stuff, you know. I can't dedicate this extra time to just visiting the sick or teaching children in the classroom or something of that nature. But think where you are. Mothers in particular, I want you to think about today. You do more for the mission of the church than I think any preacher in the world can do. You lay the foundation of Christ in the life of those children. They may reject it somewhere along the way, but at least you gave them that foundation. So you are doing fundamental Christian mission work. You are doing the work of Christ. But some of the rest of us, you know, we think about, well, what are we supposed to do? You don't have to do anything extraordinary except love God and want his mission to be successful in our world. You want the message of Christ to spread worldwide so that we can have a world where there can be peace and where people respect and love one another and look out for one another instead of blowing them away or trying to cheat them out of the last cent that they have or whatever it may be. And we can all do that wherever we are. We get nurtured here in church. The Word of God is supposed to be the Word that feeds us. And it will if we listen to it, if we pay attention to it, if we read it. But we also have the sacrament. We have the sacrament of the body and blood of Christ, which is food for us. It's like food for your whatever work you do each and every day of your life. You need food, the nourishment, the strength to be able to do these things. You don't do that unless you eat. And so Jesus gives us his own body and blood. And he said, this will nurture the spiritual life that you have. But in addition to that, there's this whole community of people who believe in Jesus Christ and who want to do what he asked them to do. That is tremendous support. There are a lot of people in this world today that have nobody to support them in any way, shape, or form. You have people who are Christians, members of a family, and the family offers them absolutely no support at all. They will not even accept their presence because they have decided to commit themselves and their life to Christ. There are families that just totally reject people like that. So you have that faith community here around you where we can get the support and the encouragement, the prayers, the kindness, the understanding, whatever it may be. That faith community feeds us also. So it's the Word of God, it's the Eucharist, and it's the faith community. But today, as we think about that, in your own life, just think where you are. In your workplace, in school, wherever you may be, you don't have to do anything extraordinary except to be a good Christian person. Then you are a missionary of Christ. Simply by living the Christian life. It's easy to be distracted from that, and we frequently are. Say, particularly for young people in school, it's very easy to be sucked into a crowd that's, you know, if you want to be part of the group, it's very easy to get kind of drawn away from what you believe are values, are principles, what your parents have taught you, or what you have learned to understand yourself. It's very easy to be drawn away from that because we all want to belong somewhere. Unfortunately, too many times we're drawn away from what we really fundamentally believe. As a consequence, we never have peace in our lives. And sometimes we do the dumb things that we know we shouldn't be doing. But wherever we are, just remember, you can be a missionary of Christ. He said, bring my message to all the world. That's our job. So it's not just somebody to stand up and preach to you. That it's not just their job. It's all of us. We are all disciples of Christ, and he gave the job to us. He didn't say, well, this group, you take care of just this. That's all you have to do. But nobody else can do that. He doesn't do that. He gives us all the mission. You go out and proclaim the message to all the world. And you will accomplish things that I alone could not accomplish, because I've entrusted and empowered you to carry on this work. So today, we think especially of the mothers today, about the good that you really give that we just kind of take for granted. So all of us really need to be extremely grateful and thankful to our mothers today for what they have sacrificed, the sleep that they've lost, the time that they've given to us, the hurt that they've endured for us, all of this kind of stuff. We all need to be extremely grateful and thankful, and thank God for the concept of motherhood.